van Samach Dalen om het feest. Omer Yitzchak, een a Pesach nishchot elab gimel kito shal shloshim shloshim b'nei Adam. The minimum amount of people, the chatchila, that you shecht the korban Pesach is three groups of 30. My time, a kahal the aid of Israel, the sapkaloni b'vasachas y'vezecherzeh. You need three minyanim, kahal adas Israel. We're not sure if you need them all together, so one group of 30, or separate, so that's three groups of 10. So therefore, in order to be able to say both, you have to have three groups of 30. Hilkach bo'in sholosh kito shoshloshim shloshim b'nei Adam. Divas achas ha'ika, divas achas ha'ika. If you need 30, then each group has 30. And if you only need 10 three times, each group has at least 10 three times. Hilkach b'chamishim namisagya. That way, if you have 50 people also, you could be able to say this. The Eili Tals, and you start with 30, the Avdi, and they do the carbon. Eili Asar, another 10 come and 10 leave. So you still have 30 people being Osek, and you have a new 10. Venafki Asar, Eili Asar, Venafki Asar. That's enough to have 50 people total. Rashi, Shloshim Bechokas Bekas, Kahal Asar, the Eid Asar of Israel Asar. Maybe you need 30 people all at once to shech korban Pesach. Maybe it's 30 total in three different groups. Therefore, you need three groups. And each one has to be 30. Because maybe that's the halacha, you need 30 at a time. Ve'enu yochel l'shochto v'pachos mishloshim. And the Me'iri says it's only a din v'chatchila. The Rambam seems to say that if you don't have 30 people, then you don't shech korban Pesach l'chatchila, only b'di'evit. He's thinking that doesn't mean that you don't make the korban Pesach at all. We don't find such a halacha that you can't make korban Pesach with less than 30 people. It's only b'di'evid that it's okay. But I think what the Rambam means is the following, that if you have, you're there, and you can make korban Pesach, but you can wait till you get 30 people, or 50 people, whatever, then you have to wait. And you can't b'chatchila shecht it, even though it means you're going to have to wait. But if there's not 50 people b'chalal to shecht korban Pesach, how do you bring korban Pesach? Or it could be also that when there's not 50 people at all, that's called b'di'evit. And then l'chatchila, you're allowed to shech, because b'di'evit, there's not enough people. Okay. Nichnas okas rishona, itmar. Abaya omar ninalu t'nan, rava omar noahim t'nan. Abaya said that the gates closed by themselves, miraculously. And they waited till the gates closed, and then that's when they stopped new people coming in, and that was one group. Obviously, they had many more than 30 people. So how many people they let into the Azara until the gates closed on their own? And Rava says they would wait till the Azara filled up, and they closed the gates. My binayu, ika binayu lemis mechanisa, abayu omri nalu tnan, kama da'ailu malu, v'samchina nanisa. Abaya says that they were so mechalanes, that the gates wouldn't close in such a way that there weren't enough people to make the korban Pesach in the next group. So they kept letting people in until the gates closed by themselves, the gates of the Azara, and there were so mechalanes that there would be enough people left out to make the korban properly. Or if there wouldn't be too many people inside, the people would come to crush each other. Rava Amar Noalim Tan. Rava said, no, they didn't rely on the miracle, and they closed the gates, both keeping a cheshbon of how many people were left and how many people were in the Azor. It shouldn't be a sakana. V'lo samchin anisa. V'chad esnan omre b'yehuda chash d'sholom shakavya ben mahalal anisnada shein Azor ninelis al kolodim b'Yisrael b'chochmo b'yiras cheit kakavya ben mahalal. Right, the Gemara says, Rashi brings down, that Mishnah, that Akavi ben Mahal, they put him in Cherem. So Rabbi Yehuda said, Chas v'Shalom, they couldn't have put Akavi ben Mahal. He was a big Yirei Shemayim, that when the gates of the Azorah closed on the masses, there wasn't anybody as great as him in the masses over there. So Abaye Mataris L'Tamei, V'Rog Mataris L'Tamei. Abaye Mataris L'Tamei, Ein Bazor V'Shoshin Ninola, Al Kol Odom Yisrael, V'Chorach Movir, Eschei Kakavim Mahalel. Right, he learned that it said over there, Ninola, that the gates closed by themselves. And Rav Mataris L'Tamei, Ein Bazor V'Shoshin Noel, and also Al Kol Yisrael, V'Chorach Movir, Eschei Kakavim Ben Mahalel. That when they closed the gates. So each one had a different girsa in that Mishnah too. Rashi. Binun Sogi, Aili Shloshim Bereisha, B'Shochtim B'Shechem, B'Nafki Asorim Inayim, B'Aili Yud Chadoshim. 10 leave, and 10 new ones come. Di B'Hatodi Ka'am Avayika. Right? If you need 30 people, these 10 are shechting their korban amongst 30 other people. The Shalosh Kitas Koma Hoika. If you need 3 separate groups, you still have 3 separate groups. Ninalin Tanan Me'alehin, Mais and Nisa. The gates closed by themselves. Samchin and Anisa, Vachos Manshin, Ninalin Me'alehin, Menichin Osam Likonis. And then, as long as the gates didn't close by themselves, they let people come in. Velochashin and Duma Aile Kulu, the Enkan Shalosh Kitas. They weren't afraid that everybody would come in. There wouldn't be three Kitos. They were so Mechalanes that the nation wouldn't happen in a way that would make the Korban Pesach not be able to be brought properly. And according to others, there was so much halanesh to let enough people into the Azorah, and it wouldn't be a sakona, there's too many people across each other. Chastis from Sechus Idisnan, Arba Dvorim Heid Akavya Ben Mahalalu. Uktani Hosam, Huaya Omer, Ein Mashkin, Loas Hagioris, Loas Hameshuchreris. Akavya Mahal said that you don't make a sota, you don't give her to drink, not a gioris and not a shifcha who was set free, shifcha kananis, who was also gioris. Amrlo maisa bekarkonish shifcha, shahaisa b'Yerushalayim, the ishkua shmaya v'atalyan. So they said, we have a maisa that happened from shmaya v'atalyan, that they gave a shifcha who was freed, who was a gioris, to drink. Amrlohem dugma hishkua. Right, so dugma means domim loho you osan shishkua. Right, they were gave him Shmaya Vavtalion. So he spoke in a not nice way about Shmaya Vavtalion. So he said they gave the same thing as they were. Then he do and put him in Cherem for not having the proper respect. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Chas v'Shalom Shakavi Nistadeh. So Rabbi Yehuda said, no, it never happened. Chas v'Shalom, they put the Akavi Mahal in Cherem. Shein Azor Ninelis. When the gates of the Azorah closed on the people, the masses, bringing Korban Pesach, and Akavi ben Mahal was there, there was nobody greater than him. Okay, so each one had a different gear, so in that Mishnah, whether it was Ninalu, if the gates closed by themselves, or they closed them. Tana Rabbanan, Me'olam lo nismayich odem ba'azor, chushi Pesach echad, shoy bimei Hillel, shenismayich bo zokin echad. They never had a case where somebody got trampled because of the amount of people in the Azorah. Except one Pesach in the time of Hillel, where an old man got trampled. Also Pesach Me'uchim. Pesach, that of the crushing. Crushed Pesach. Tana Rabbanan, Pamachas Bikish Agribis HaMelech, Litin Eino Bukhlusa Yisrael. Omalei Lekoin Godel, Tenei Necho B'Tzachim. Notel Kulya Mikol Echad, and in Susham Shishim Ribui Zugei Kluyos, Kiflayim Kiyotzi Mitzrayim. Wanted to know how many Jews there were that brought Korban Pesach. So he told the Kohen Gadol, give me a count. So the Kohen Gadol took one kidney from every Korban Pesach and turned out to be 600,000 Kluyos. Kiflayim Kiyotzi Mitzrayim. We'll see in a second how he was able to take a kidney away from the Korban Pesach. And that wasn't all the Jews there were. There were some Jews who were Tamei, who were far away, who didn't have to bring Korban Pesach Rishon. They brought Pesach Sheni, so they weren't even counted. And then there wasn't a Pesach that didn't have at least 10 people Monui on that Pesach. That means you have to multiply the 600,000 by 10 minimum. For you koreno so Pesach Mu'uvim. That Pesach was called the thick Pesach. Not kol yohoboy akture. How could they take a kidney away? The kidneys have to be burnt on the mizbeach. Mora says the hoder makdelu. No, afterwards they were makdelu. I will see the ktiro shol yerev chalov shol zeh bezeh. Right, you couldn't mix them together. So each one had to be nikrov together with its own carbon. If you took it away, they weren't going to be able to find the carbon that it came from to be makdelu it together with it, to with the rest of the chelik. The hoder makdelu chada chada. No, they went the anichonami. Afterwards they. Well, what's it called? Distributed the kidneys to each carbon separately. I bought Tanya the Tirum Shekulo Ke'echot, right? That it all had to be nictar. Not just the kidneys have to be separate, but all the different parts that you makter, all the chalev of that carbon, has to be nictar together. So, Lechore, what's it going to help that later on they took each one and makter it separately? It had to be nictar together with the chalev. They didn't actually, the Kohen either picked up the kol, he showed it to somebody else, and he took a button or something and put it into the into a pot. So the kidney was only there for a second. They didn't actually take it and put it on the side. They just, every time there was a Korban Pesach, the Kohen who was going to be makter, it lifted up the kidney, and when there was a person sitting on the side, when he saw the kidney being picked up, he put another something into a kli, and then they counted those things. Pesach mu'uchin al shem shenismayich. People were crushed. Pesach mu'uvin av, thick, al shem sho'am ravs, a lot of people. Diktiro mashmu levado. Each thing has to be nictar by itself. Shlo yerev chalov mishal korban zeh b'chalov mishal korban acher. Can't mix up two parts of two different korbanos and be makter the parts that be nictar from both of them together. Shekulo ke'echot koyim urim shal korban. Not only that, each korban has to have all of the parts that are nictar at the same time. Tvisu bi'amot tofes kolya umar l'shliach. The kohen picked up the kolya, showed it to somebody else. But who knows, Saint Paul or Evan connector, and he put a bean or a rock into the pot, and then they counted the beans and the rocks. There's 1,200,000, right? And 10 times that were the people. Okay. Kohanim omdim shuros my timer, ilema dumashakli to the havi myli the kaspa. Right, they were all standing in rows with either all gold or all silver. Why, Taka, didn't they mix them? That he shouldn't, take the dam in a gold one and then in a silver one, and you're a Morid Makodesh. You have to always be Malin Makodesh. So this way, they all were the same. So they never went down a Matrega. If that's the case, then all the kelim not only have to be the same metal, they have to be the same size. Not a bigger one and a smaller one. Right? Elot the Hachi Shapir Tvei. That's not because we're not afraid that they'd switch the blood from gold to silver, because then all the kelim again would have to be the same measure. The reason was it looked nicer like that. It looked nice to see a whole row of gold and not part gold and part silver. Rashi. My time assures you kulo kesef kesef ine madil mekshu maser harekon umekabel hamole zim in the maser reken shozov umekabe mole shol kesef. He would give back a gold one and take a silver one. So now you're being morid bakodesh. Rabbi le morid in bakodesh. Okay. Velo hayu lebazich in shulayim. The bottom of the bazich didn't have a base. Tana Rabbanan kolav v'zichin shel mikdash lo yivlem shivayim. None of them had a base. Chutz v'zichin levonu shel lechem aponim. Except for the v'zichin that they put the frankincense of the lechem aponim, those had a flat base. Why shema yanichum v'yifros ha-lechem? Because they're afraid they would put them down on the shulchan near the lechem, next to the lechem. There's a machlokas. Would he put it on the lechem or next to it? According to the Mandiomer, who says on, it's not a problem. This is going according to the Mandiomer, who says you should put it next to it. they put it next to it and didn't have a base, it may fall onto the lechem and break it. So this way it had a base, it would stay in its place. But all the other kalim, for fear they would put them down and the blood would coagulate, they didn't have a base, they came to a point, so they couldn't put them down. Rashi, chutz mi bizich elavom shalechem aponim, sheri menichin olson etzel alechem al ha-shulchan. Put them next to the lechem, near the lechem on the shulchan. The eskidu lehem moshav shulayim rachav, and those kalim had a broad base. Kadesh lo yismuchu alechem shetzom. No, they shouldn't fall onto the lechem next to them. V'yifrisu defanos, and break the lechem. Shoyahosi defanos, k'min teva prutza mishnei rachoseva. The bread was made with two sides, like an open box. Shochat Yisrael v'kibel akolim. V'sagit elav Yisrael hi. Had to be dafki Yisrael v'shechted. Even Yisrael could shecht. Right? Yisrael says, he gufa kamashra. That's what it tells me. The shechit, the bazaar, that the shechit is kosher with the zohar. And again, the zohar says, the chatchil akolim didn't shecht. Dafki Yisrael. But the Gemara says not like that. The Gemara says that about a Kohen could check, coming to tell me even Yisrael could check. The Kibbal HaKohen called Kamashmala, Mikabal HaVeelach Mitzaskunda. But the Kohen had to be Mikabal the Dam, and that's what the Mishnah is telling me, that from Kabbalah and on is the Kohen had to do it. Because it says the Krivu B'nei Aaron HaSadam, that's from the Kabbalah and on, has to be Kohan B'nei Aaron. Noshn lechadeiro shmas mino halacha shlaberegel yolacha. At lechora, they didn't. Nobody moved. They handed it from one to the other towards the mizbeach. So we see over here there's a shail in the Gemara whether halacha, which is one of the avodas, bringing the dam closer to the mizbeach, has to be done by foot, or you can do it standing in one place and just move the dam past it. Is passing called halacha, or dafka walking? Walking with it is called halacha. Here you see, you don't have to walk. That you just pass it one to the other, and the one at the closest to his back pours it, so nobody walked. So passing is also called halacha. Mercy says, no. Dilma who night pursa. The last guy walked a few steps to the mizbeach, so in the end you had a halacha that was beregel. Velamaikamash. Belonsona, what's the chiddush over here? They had if the chiddush is they had a row and nobody had to walk, that's a chiddush. But if the last guy walked anyway, what's the chiddush if they passed it down an assembly line? Hakamash Bulan Barobam Hadrismelech. The fact that they had a whole row of people doing it and not one person was a bigger covet for the mitzvah. Rashi, Mikabola the Eilech, Tichsi Vishokad is Ben Aboker, the Hikrivu Bnei Aaron. Omar Mar Meseches Chagiga, the Hikrivu ze Kabbalah Sadam. The Hikrivu is the Kabbalah. When you receive the blood in a kli, Lima Vala Kabbalah Shetune Kohuna. From here you see that from the Kabbalah and on you need Bnei Aaron HaKohen. Shmas Mino Halacha Shlo Berego Ki Ha Havi Halacha. Just like over here where you just pass it from hand to hand. Upluksa Hibi Shilai Perakam and Zvachit. Machlokas and Zvachit. The first parak. Arba Avodas Nemer Badam. There are four different avodas with the dam: Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika, and Shchita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, Kabbalah, v'Halacha, midi krivu nafke, b'shilai terakam et chagiga. U'may ashmina masnisan, de'ichba l'misne seder, Halacha, asana, heyach, ilav ho asla ashmina. Why do you have to tell me this assembly line if it wasn't to tell me this chiddush, that even though they didn't walk, it's considered Halacha? Mar says, no, in Echanami, they didn't have to walk. Maybe they did walk. But there's no raya from here. So why did it tell me the whole thing of the assembly line? Barobam hadis melech. Shayukulam asukim bavoda. Tell me there are a lot of people being osik in this one avoda. Okay. Kibala samole umachzirus harekon. The only thing is that lechore, if halacha shalo beregel is lo halacha, and only the last guy took the few steps, so then only he's the one that did halo halacha. So what's the barobam hadesmela? So it could be the pshat is that since that last guy had all the other people involved, even though they weren't doing halo halacha, but his halacha was done, barobam. That's the pshat.
Yeah, but it's Mashu Navik. That's Mashu. Only the last guy took those steps. So where is it? Nayit Pursa. No, he doesn't say. Somebody says it's after the last guy. And Echanan, he could did each guy step or made a few steps before he handed it to the next guy. Aval Ipcha. It says Duma Hu Nayit Pursa. The who is who's going on the who? She should have said Hain, all of them. The who is Marshall's only one guy, the last guy. Okay. Okay. Kibala Samali Maxus Harekan. Aval Ipchalo. First he took the new one, and then he passed back the used one. But not the opposite. Messiah of Shimon Lakish, the owner of Shimon Lakish, he might not miss this. The mitzvah presents itself, you don't pass it over. So here, taking back the empty one is not a mitzvah. Taking the full one is part of the mitzvah. So first you take the full one before you take the empty one, pass it back.
Do they have to clean them in
between? Mistamina.
Mistamina.
I don't think so. Kohen, Kohen HaKorbis HaMizbeach, Man Tana Pesach Bishvika. So the Kohen spritzed the dam from the kli. He didn't put it on his finger and then put it out. He spilled it from the kli. Who's the one who holds it? Kohen Pesach is Bishvika. Omer Abchist Rav Yosef Lilihi. The Tanya Rav Yosef Lili Omer is Domam Tizrok Al HaMizbeach Yescheldom Takter. Domo Lo Nehmar. He's talking by a Bechor. Doesn't say Domo It's Dam, but Domam. In the plural. El adamam chelbo lo nemer el chelbom. Limit al bechor maisru pesach. Bechor maisru pesach. That doesn't say by them what you do with the dam. Since it says by bechor, it applies to the other two also. Shehen tunim matin domim, they murim v'gam nisbeach. That you know from here that they also have to have their dam spilled on the mizbeach. Minolim tunim yisod. How do I know that they have to be spilled in a place where the yisod is? By Ola it says, Ksiv Hach is Dom, Tizrok al Mizbeach, Ksiv Hach and the Zark of the Aaron of Kohanim is Dom al Mizbeach, Sodiv. Ma Ola Tuni Yisod, A Tesach Nomi Tuni Yisod, Tuni Yisod. Just like by Ola, it says, the Zark al Mizbeach, Sodiv, and that needs a Yisod, and by Pesach, Bechor, and Meiser, it says, there's Domam Tizrok, so there's what's it called? Domam Tizrok, and the Zork, while on the Mizbeach, just like over there, it's a place where there's a Yisod on the Mizbeach, same thing over here. And Ola Gufa Minolan, so how do you know the Ola needs a Yisod? It says Savid, you have to do it on two caddy corners of the Mizbeach. Omakro El Yisod Mizbacha Ola. Torah refers to the Yisod of Mizbacha Ola. Alma Ola Tuni Yisod. Rashi. Aval Ipcha Maxer Sarek and Beresha Lod. Michi Moshek Lehai Miyad Boy Bekabule. Once a guy passes him the dam to bring closer to the Mizbeach, which is a mitzvah, he can't pass over that mitzvah. Dei Mavir Mitzvah Miyakar Shabola Yodha. Once it presents itself, you can't do something else in between. Man Tana Pesel Mizrika Lemarachok. The Lod is Shvicha Benachas. There's two ways of pouring from the kli. One is to pour, in the place where you are, stand over the yisod mizbeach and just pour it. And the other way is to throw the blood a distance to the mizbeach, from the kli. Makriv apila kosa mizbeach, igla mat yom perik basto, pesach v'shvicha. Right? Some say that the korban pesach needs shvicha. You pour the blood onto the mizbeach. Rabbi Shmuel, he, the Matik Lay, me the Damis Vachecha Yishofech, the Sechas Vachim. He learns from the Pasuk, Damis Vachecha Yishofech, that you have to pour the blood. In other words, you pour it directly over the place on the Mizbeach where it's going to hit the Mizbeach. Perit Beishamai, Ein Lucha Korban Shetorek Matana Be'etzba, Elachatus Bovad. And either way, you only have to do it from the kli. You don't put it on your finger. But either you pour it from the kli or you you throw it from the kli. I will call Shar Kobanus Matan Dama Yidei Zrika Kola Kli. You throw the dam out of the kli. Dama lo nemo, but the chor kshiv, ak the chor shor. Ela domam, It's not only the blood of a Bechor that has this halacha, but something else similar to Bechor, which is Pesach and Meiser. Limin ala Pesach or Meiser. The Hamer Shalom Atsina Lohem Matan Gomim Vitor Elatan. We don't find anywhere else that the Torah said what to do with the dam of the Pesach and Meiser. So we learn it from Bechor. Uksiv Tizrak, the Loksiv Tishbach. It says, you should throw it, not pour it. The Ola Gufa Menolim, Shematan Goma B'makom Sheish Tachav Yisod. How do we know that the Ola itself, you had to pour the blood in a place or throw the blood in a place where there was Yisod? Now where wasn't there Yisod, says Rashi? Lemute Mizrach V'dorim. Right, in the east and south side of the Mizbeach, there was no Yisod. Chutz mi Amma L'Mizrach Eitzel Tzofo. Right, one Amma. The Yisod extended into the east on the north side of the Mizbeach. On the northeastern corner, there was one Amma in towards the east that had the Yisod. The Amma L'Dorim Eitzel Marav. And one Amma to the south by the southwestern corner. So the south and the east had no Yisod except for one Amma, right? The east had an Amma by the north, the south had an Amma by the west. But the rest of the whole south side, except for that one Amma, and the whole east side of the Mizbeach didn't have a Yisod. Tnan ochel the Mizrach Amma Achas and the Dorim Amma Achas. In the Mizrach there was one Amma of Yisod and the Dorim, so they had to throw the blood on a place on the Mizbeach that was either the north side of the Mizbeach or the west side of the Mizbeach or above that Amma on northeast side or the southwest side. El Yisod Mizbach Ha'ola Gabichatas Nosik Siv. The lokach hakoyim midam achatas betzbo, the nosim al karnos mizbach haola, the esdomo yishboch al yisod mizbach haola. Talking about achatas, but it refers to the mizbeach as yisod mizbach haola. So you see, when it comes to an ola, yisod is significant. The havei lemirtav al yisod hamizbeach, lomali dixid mizbach haola, el hachi ko amar al yisod mizbeach taseh haola. In the place where there's a Yisod, that's where you spill or throw the blood of the olah.